T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Steve and Tad in the morning now. Steve McIntosh, 8:30 here on a Thursday morning, mostly cloudy and 50 degrees. One person is hospitalized after a pre-dawn fire damaged an apartment building in Topeka. Firefighters were called to the apartment complex around 2:30 this morning. One occupant initially refused to leave. Once the fire was out, crews coaxed that person out. That person is hospitalized now. Authorities didn't immediately have a condition report, but the injuries are not believed to be life-threatening. Damage to the complex estimated at $125,000. Police believe the fire began in a kitchen on the second floor, again, an apartment complex in Topeka this morning. Fox's Matt Finn reports on the wildfires ravaging California.
In California, more than 17,000 firefighters are battling 26 major wildfires that have burned more than 3.8 million acres. California's governor declaring an emergency in three counties and has asked President Trump for a major disaster declaration. In Northern California this afternoon, the Shasta County Sheriff confirmed the fourth death related to the Zog Fire, now at 51,000 acres and just 7% contained. In California's famed Napa and Sonoma counties, the Glass Fire has burned 48,000 acres and is just 2% contained. This year's fires in the Napa region are considered catastrophic. Entire vineyards and resorts were gutted by fire. A wine expert says most of the grapes could be ruined from weeks of smoke.
A Cal Fire spokesperson says since the beginning of 2020, there have been 8,100 wildfires statewide in California. The grandparents of a 10-year-old girl killed in a crash near Biola have filed a lawsuit against the truck driver involved in the collision, as well as his employer. The crash also killed the girl's mother and her three younger siblings. Mark and Carrie Brady are identified as plaintiffs in the suit filed Tuesday in Sedgwick County District Court. Defendants are 31-year-old Andrew Specht and his employer, L.B. White Trucking. The mother and her four children died September 25th after their Ford Expedition collided with a loaded grain truck at the intersection of 71st Street South and 263rd Street West. Mark and Carrie Brady are seeking damages in excess of $75,000. With the coronavirus pandemic showing no signs of loosening its grip on the U.S., Fox's Jonathan Seri has more on how Americans' lives are being impacted.
The NFL is postponing Sunday Steelers-Titans game after a fourth player with Tennessee tested positive for COVID-19. In a memo obtained by ESPN, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell informs team executives this is not unexpected. There will be players and staff who will test positive during the season. Each of us has a special responsibility to keep others safe and healthy. New case increases in 9 New York neighborhoods have driven the city's test positivity rate above 3%. For the first time since June, the city allowed restaurants to resume indoor dining today, but limited capacity to 25%.
There are over 7 million coronavirus cases and more than 200,000 COVID-related deaths in the U.S. Some hospitalized patients have gone months without seeing friends or family because of the COVID-19 restrictions.
But that has now changed for hospitalized veterans in Wichita. The Dole VA amended its visitor policies this week after seeing a drop in cases in Sedgwick County. Chief of Staff at the Robert Dole Medical Center, Dr. Robert Cummings, tells KSN News patients can now have one visitor per day.
Patients do lean on their family members for support, particularly if they're in the hospital for a significant medical illness or surgical procedure.
Visitors will be screened for COVID-19 before being allowed in. This salute to service is brought to you by Jimmy's Family Diner, now open with safety guidelines. curbside and carryout available. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military. Just search the menu on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Mostly clear and cooler this morning. It is going to be sunny and breezy throughout today with a high 65. Dry and quiet weather will continue tonight. Our low 44, and as high pressure moves on off to the east tomorrow, winds will turn back to the south with a high 68. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, 50 degrees, northwest wind at 9 miles per hour. 8:35, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. That means it's time for entertainment news, The Blur with Jed Chambers.
That's right. And, well, a change in music guidelines for Facebook and Instagram goes into effect today. Here's Fox's Tanya J. Powers with more.
The update to the terms for Facebook and Instagram means that starting today, users won't be able to use videos on the sites to create a music listening experience. In a statement, Facebook says users, quote, who use music for commercial or non-personal purposes in particular is prohibited unless you have obtained appropriate licenses. It says those who do this will have their videos blocked and their page, profile, or group may be deleted. Facebook says the update does not include artists who use the site to live stream their performances or share their own music. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Now, this has been a thing on YouTube for a long time. It's the music industry and or the movie and television industry basically continually kind of scans YouTube. And if they've got content on there and somebody's video is running it, it's going to demonetize that ad revenue. Won't go to the person who put the video up. It'll actually go back to the studio rights owners. So basically, Facebook, Instagram just getting in on this. So don't put music you don't own. And you know, when I mean own, I mean you're the creator of on Facebook or Instagram. You won't be able to starting today. A viral video featuring a 70s classic, Juice and Skateboarding, earns its star thousands. Here's Fox's Kirsten Goodwin.
Nathan Apodaca of Idaho Falls, who goes by Dogface208 on Instagram, becoming an internet sensation, sharing a video of himself sipping cranberry juice, skateboarding, and lip-syncing to Fleetwood Mac's song, Dreams. He tells TMZ he's been living in an RV with no running water, but after the fun-loving clip went viral, he's earned $10,000 in donations, fans sending cash to help him out. Foot Locker also reportedly reaching out. Nathan tells the publication he's hoping to hear from Ocean Spray and Fleetwood Mac for a potential commercial. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The new Netflix film, The Social Dilemma, details how big tech companies use psychological manipulation to keep people addicted to social media. Former Google employee Tristan Harris is featured in the film and sat down with Fox's Jessica Rosenthal to discuss why social media is harmful to children.
We're not going to put technology back in the bag, but I think what we can do is say, what business models do we want serving the mental health of our children, especially when they're stuck at home on screens for 8 hours a day? Mm-hmm. What business models do we want steering our democracy, ones that engender and exacerbate civil tensions into war, or ones that actually produce unlikely consensus?
Lots of new things to check out. Available video on demand and streaming. Here's Fox's Michelle Polino.
Fox 2.
I'm Michelle Polino. New on Amazon, The Glorias is an unconventional biopic that follows the life of feminist icon Gloria Steinem in four different stages in her life, portrayed by four different actresses.
You're Gloria Steinem.
I am.
Julianne Moore, Alicia Vikander, Lulu Wilson, and Ryan Kira Armstrong.
This is going to be fun.
New on Netflix, The Boys in the Band, the Ryan Murphy-produced feature adaptation of the 1968 play by Mark Crowley about a group of gay friends who meet up for a birthday party in New York only to greet a surprise guest from their past. Also on Netflix this week, American Murder, The Family Next Door, an original true crime documentary about the 2018 murders of 34-year-old Shanann Watts and her two children by her husband, Christopher Lee Watts, and the ensuing investigation. And on Apple TV Plus, Tehran, an Israeli Mossad agent embarks on her first mission as a computer hacker in her hometown of Tehran. That's Fox 2 on Fox News.
A huge entertainment birthday today, Steve. Actress Dame Julie Andrews, 85 years old today.
Well, now, when anything bothers me and I'm feeling unhappy, I just try and think of nice things.
What kind of things?
Oh, well, let me see. Nice things. Daffodils. Green meadows. Skies full of stars. Raindrops on roses. And whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
Great voice.
Yep.
Great voice.
And not only Maria von Trapp and The Sound of Music there, but lots of iconic roles. Eliza, My Fair Lady, Queen Guinevere and Camelot. Andrews has won an Academy Award, a BAFTA, 5 Golden Globes, 3 Grammys, 2 Emmys, and the AFI Lifetime Achievement Award. I've got more. There's more pages of it than ever.
She has something that so many young artists don't have anymore. It's called talent.
Yeah. Really does. Screen Actors Guild Lifetime Achievement Award.
Yeah.
A Kennedy Center Honors Award and the Disney Legends Award. So there you go. Plenty of...
It's a great one.
Yeah. Julie Andrews, 85 years old today. Steve, we've got some late-night humor last night from Late Night with Seth Meyers talking about some current television.
Tiger King star Carol Baskin was eliminated from Dancing with the Stars this week. If you haven't seen Tiger King, it's a docuseries that premiered on Netflix 3 lifetimes ago.
Felt that one was pretty good. But in what would be a much better era of late-night television, it was back on this day in 1962, Steve. Johnny Carson takes over from Jack Parr as the host of The Tonight Show.
Tonight Show on NBC.
That's right. Now, I've got a clip here from The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson. It's not from that first show. He had several shows under his belt when this occurred.
Thank you very much and good evening. I'm Johnny Carson. Now, the reason I say that each week is because my kids love to stay up and watch television. So every Thursday night, my wife turns on the set. I come out, I say, hello, I'm Johnny Carson. My kids say, oh, it's only Daddy, let's go to bed.
There you go.
Hi, kids.
Yeah. That works.
Good stuff there. So, that was on this day in 1962. Carson takes over from Jack Parr as the host of The Tonight Show. And Steve, all good things come to an end. Alan, Love Island is coming to an end as well. Here, Sally leaves a goodbye message to Johnny.
Johnny. In one of our most important conversations, you told me that you wanted to show me that fairy tale love stories existed. That conversation foreshadowed our journey here on Love Island, because not only have you given me the most beautiful love story, but you helped me grow in so many ways I would have never imagined. Throughout our time in the villa, we have shared laughs, tears, and secrets. I have learned what makes Johnny, Johnny. I feel like the luckiest girl in the world because I get to call you my boyfriend. This is the end of our story on Love Island, but it's only the beginning of Jelly. So here's to you, to me, because the best is yet to come.
A little bit like intercepting a note in the eighth grade.
Yeah, a little bit.
There you go.
Well, at the end of Love Island, Justine and Caleb were named the winners of Love Island.
Oh,
but,
good.
But Steve, in a way, weren't we all winners?
Oh, yes.
I don't think so.
A lot of love on the island.
Yeah, Love Island winding down out there. And that is The Blur on Steve and Ted in the Morning. But The Blur every day is brought to you by Napoleon Appliance Repair. They've been serving customers here in the Wichita area for more than 20 years. Call Terry for an appointment. 316-409-1525. Repair and service appliances. Napoleon Appliance Repair.
FAA boss pleased with 737 MAX test flight. That story and more Business Journal news coming up. Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.